parents, welcome to the Twiniversity Podcast, a show created exclusively for parents of twins. I'm your host, Natalie Diaz. I am a mom of twins. I am also the Twiniversity founder, and I am the best-selling author of the book, What to Do When You're Having Two. Our goal at Twiniversity is to make sure that you always feel connected, we laugh at the little things, and we really do get to teach you a few tricks along the way. And that is what we hope this podcast is about to do. So welcome to Twiniversity. Jewel.
Nat.
I want to just say congratulations to you.
What happened?
Well, you got to witness something amazing.
Really? I don't even know what it is. Tell me.
It's the launch of our app.
Oh my God.
You got to be there. You got to be there for its delivery.
Yes.
You watched the entire painful labor process.
Yeah. I feel like I was the one pushing.
I think you and I
were like a morphed person birthing this app together.
I do.
It was a very much a labor of love and stress and sweat and tears.
It was. There was birthing balls involved.
Oh my God.
Definitely breathing techniques.
Definitely some pain medication.
Yes. Definitely aromatherapy. Definitely vodka therapy. Is that a thing? It should
sure.
be.
I mean, it's like delivery day. Who cares? It's over by that point.
It's true. So yeah, I'm so excited now that this is done. I mean, I'm telling you, I wish I could find them. And I feel like they're like literally in my arm's reach that the week that I started Twiniversity, I was like, I'm going to make a list of everything that I'm going to do because I was a baby and I sounded like that. I'm going to do everything. And one of the things that I always wanted to do is I wanted to make an app. So back in the day in 1922, when I founded Twiniversity, the apps were like just starting to be a thing. I didn't even have an iPhone. I was still on a BlackBerry because I was a holdout.
Do they still have BlackBerries, by the way?
I don't know. Do they?
I don't know.
And if they do,
I see them using them in like the office and stuff. So I get confused.
Yeah. I love my BlackBerry, anyway. But I've always been a big texter. Beep, boop, boop, beep, beep, beep. I could just like text like nobody's business.
Oh.
And so like apps became like a thing and I'm like, oh my God, guys, I'm going to make an app. And so I found somebody that was an app developer and he was like, hey, you know what? If you want your app, you need to build a storyboard. And I'm like, storyboard, what's that? And so I basically took pages of what an iPhone looked like, which like hilariously, it should go into the Twiniversity Museum of Awesomeness.
You know what? I'll scan it. I'll put it on our About Us page under the history of Twiniversity and all of our old logos. Oh, sorry.
Now we have to explicit this.
Sorry, explicit.
Boop yourself, please.
I'll boop Thank myself.
But yeah, we have, listen, I had to do what I had to do. I literally started this with nothing. Could you cut me some slack? So judgmental on early.
Come on. You still like those logos?
I don't like them, but it's the equivalent of like looking at a picture of you as a teenager.
Right.
And you're like, I thought I was the best.
Right. I thought I was hot. You know what? But look how ridiculous I look with those bangs. Like 5 feet in the air with the hairspray.
But you had to try them. Listen, if you didn't have those bangs then, you would have gave them to yourself later. Better off it just got done early on. Now we have our
later
everything. That's that.
Oh my God. All right, let's talk about the app.
Okay, so the way that I always like envisioned it was that it would be two sides. So there would be like a pregnancy side and then a new parents side. So when we were getting this whole thing together, did you think that one was going to be more beneficial than the other?
I thought that it was really tracking your twins' feedings that people were really clamoring for.
Yeah.
But then there was also such like a huge voice from our community of something like that would be different from all the other pregnancy apps out there that would be just for us, just for twins, because all the other pregnancy apps, it was like, yeah, you could add that second baby, but it just was like an afterthought.
You're like,
and there wasn't anything special for us. And I felt the same. Wait, did I have apps? I had an app. No, did I? I don't remember. I think I just did like baby centers website, and that's how I tracked it. I don't even think I had an app at that point.
But I appreciate the argument you just had with yourself. That was fun. I'm glad you
worked that out. I like my Jekyll and Hyde.
I'm glad you worked that out so everyone knows there's not going to be fighting later. That's good. But the pregnancy app was, I tracked everything on paper and that worked out good for me.
Paper, what's that?
I know, right? That, I don't know where that is either. I have those too. I don't even know why I saved them, but like, who knew? Yeah. So I love that for our new families, it does track quite a few things. It is not as, I don't want to say it's complicated, but it's complicated enough that it's going to cover the things that you need, but it's not going to be overly complicated that you're going to be like, what the heck is this? And why did she do it? So yeah, it tracks diaper changes, breastfeeding, bottle feeding, pumping, medication, and doctor's visits. And so you could track all of these things throughout the day for both of your 20s easily, and multiple people could use the same login. So if you want to create a family login and maybe you already have a family Gmail, you could use that as your login and everybody could log in and create this, and it lives in the cloud. So even if you drop your phone in the toilet bowl, you are safe.
That's really great. That's nice, because then you can have, like, if you have your nanny or your night nurse, you know, or your mom or whoever, you know, they can just open up the app when they get to your house, and then they're caught up using your login.
Yeah.
On what happened that day.
Do you know what's cool about the breastfeeding thing too? Like, we always talk about here at Twiniversity how, like, you have to alternate babies and boobs. Mm-hmm. And so in the breastfeeding section, you actually pick your child and then what breast they were at, and then how long they were there, and if there's any additional notes, like super fussy, needed to burp more than once. And that way you could keep this log, and if you ever need to refer back to it, it's right there at your fingertips.
I can't express more strongly how tracking saved us, because I was able to track when Desmond was having his fits, when he was suddenly, so my son had dysphagia, which is basically like when you swallow milk and it kind of like gets into the baby's lungs, which is really dangerous. It could turn into pneumonia. And I didn't know what the hell was going on with him. And I was so tired from caring for, like, you know, 6 week old twins that I hadn't really tracked it. And then one day I was like, you know what, every time it happens, I'm going to write it down, because it was like, it was so weird. He would just start eating, and then halfway through the bottle, he would like refuse the nipple, and he would just go into this like silent cry and start turning blue. And it was like, what the hell is going on with my baby? And I would have to blow on his face to get him to snap out of it. And then he would be like, and then he would cry. And I was like, this doesn't seem normal. Then I started tracking it. You know, back then it was like in an old school notebook. But then I figured out that one day it happened 6 times. Ooh, and I was like, oh my God, this has been happening this often. And I had no idea. I was just not tracking it. So it just kind of goes to show you, like, how when you have twins, there's just like so much going on, and you just, I mean, you have two babies to pay attention to. So it's really easy to miss something simple like that, that may be like pointing to something bigger.
Yep.
If you're not tracking in the early weeks. Now, I'm not saying that you need to track forever. You know, how long did you track? Cause I feel like you tracked a long time. I only tracked for about a month and a half or 2 months.
Oh, no way, Jose. We tracked easily for 10 months. Because she was still on an apnea monitor by 7 months. And so for us, and so now for those of you that are listening, please don't think that we have the most average lives and that your children are going to have issues. But just know that if they do, there's plenty of people that are just like you.
I mean, like reflux. That's a pretty common one with twins, because their digestive systems are not mature enough. And so you
constipation
may...
too.
Yeah.
Constipation is so easy, especially if you're doing a combo of breast and bottle and like formula, you know, whatever, Similac or whatever, it could really screw with their little guts. And so being able to say, okay, how many days has it been since we've had a bowel movement? And so if you guys don't know, you need to have 4 bowel movements by day 4 and 4 bowel movements every day thereafter. So if you're like, okay, well, they didn't poop today, maybe they'll poop tomorrow. Oh, they didn't poop today, maybe they'll poop tomorrow. You can't keep going because it'll just turn into like a boulder in their tiny little guts. And that's not comfortable. So yeah, you gotta track things like that. And it's important. So I'm glad that we made this for everybody. And even pumpers, for like our exclusive pumpers, there's information on just pumping, because so many twin parents exclusively pump. And you could put notes on like, my nipple looked cracked today, or I had some irritation. And then also medications you could track. So I know that we were on medications. We started off on Zantac, which of course now there's like a major recall. And now then she was on Prevacid, and she was on a lot of different things for her reflux, but Red, you know, Red went through it. It was really great to track that. And then also what I love is tracking doctor visits. And this, I think, is helpful, especially if you guys can't go together. You could always just refer to the app and see what notes you put in, or God forbid, you end up having to go to an ER between pediatrician visits. This is where that's going to come in helpful, because you're going to be like, okay, well, at my last doctor's visit, you know, it was a sick visit. The baby weighed, you know, 11 pounds, 4 ounces. That all gets put in on the app. So it's pretty,
I wish I had something like this my first year for the doctor visits, because if I had really tracked how often we were going in for colds, it would have been like, wait a minute, my kids have been sick at like literally every other month for like a freaking year. Gee, maybe we should make some changes. I mean, I know like they're little, they're, you know, their immunities are really not that great, but I truly feel like there's probably more we could have done in regards to my husband coming home on the train and like being out in the world and clothing and not washing hands, taking off shoes, stuff like that, that now we do, but because of COVID, because now it's like you get in the house, you wash your hands. So it's that kind of stuff that like, oh, that would have been nice. You know, now you have to, I would just like call the doctor and be like, when was the last time we were in there? And they're like, you were here like a lot. And I was like, really? I have no memory of those kinds of things.
We try to block it out. That's kind of our safe thing to do here. But besides the tracker, we do have your twins month by month. It actually starts off in through week, 16? And then we go into month by month. Yeah. So if through week 16, it goes, you know, week by week, and you could find like, I'm looking right now at week 13, 14, you'll log your cute little baby pictures. We have some in there for you that were shared by our audience, but we tell you like, this is what you could expect, right? So your twins' eyes are working better now, you know, like it's interesting facts. But then we're also going to give you links of things that you should read more of. And we're also going to tell you, based on what our audience and our own universal experience is, what are some of the common concerns that people have during that time? In addition to milestones and then challenges you may face, with some tips, a little motivational quote. And then, of course, my favorite thing is I'm all about the shopping. I am not having a spend-free September or whatever people are doing. I'm not doing that. I'm not into it at all. I want to spend more September. I spend full September is good. So we got all of that there on that side of the twin parenting, but we also have tips on sleeping and traveling and relationships and feeding and health and childcare. It's a lot of stuff, Joel.
I mean, the development of the first year with twins resource on our page, on our website, is really what we use to build the twin side. You know, we had so much data that we collected from our community. Yeah. You know, we literally sent out surveys like every week, every 2 weeks, to be like, tell us what's going on with your twins right now. How old are they? What's happening? How are you feeling? What are they feeling? What's going on? What's happening next? What does your doctor say? And I don't even know how we did it. Megan and I, it was like an insane amount of data, which is awesome, because it's like straight out of our community's mouths.
Yeah.
And so you know that it's for real, for real. You know, it's like the reality of raising twins. But I feel like our community is like so resilient, you know, and like they really are great at being like, yeah, this was really hard, but I did it and I got through it and I lost my marbles for a while. Like, people are in our community, I feel like, have really good senses of humor. I think it's because we all figured out, like, if you don't have a sense of humor, you're not going to make it.
Amen. Yes, we are funnier than the average parent, but we have no choice. We gots to do it, but it's great. And that's just that side. There's still the your twin pregnancy week by week side.
Yeah.
So we have a whole separate section of the app as well. And that covers everything that, like, people are really looking for. If you are currently expecting twins, most of the universe was made for a singleton. Like, most, you know, websites, obviously, and, you know, calendars are all like, my baby is the size of an avocado. Does that translate into twins? And so that's where we kind of come in. Mm-hmm. And so we have all of that literally your week by week when it comes to your twin pregnancy. And I love that at 18 weeks, your babies are the size of artichokes. That's my favorite.
I really like artichokes. And so I picked that one.
I love it. I love it. I love it.
I had to go through a chart of what the median weights are for twins and figure out, like, okay, what fruit or vegetable really represents the size of these twins at this time? It was like, I couldn't just go along with what all the other websites were saying because it was different for our kids.
There's so much there too. So even in that, I mean, the interesting thing is we give you like a little taste of it on the app, but we don't go too crazy because we really want to lead you to our website, because in our web articles is where the real meat and potatoes are. So in each week, you're going to find, you know, bump and ultrasound pictures because people love keeping up with the Joneses and they want to see what other people's bellies look like. We got some great quotes. We have tips on how to have a better week. We have, you know, items that you need to add to your to-do list. And the best thing about the to-do list is you could keep adding items to your to-do list. So there's actually like a legit pregnancy to-do list in here, and you could add our recommended to-dos. And if you're like, I don't want to do that in week 16, I'm going to do that in week 30. While we don't recommend that it's done in week 30 for a specific reason, you can actually do that. So there's a lot.
I'm going to tell you what my favorite part of the app is.
What?
The parent journal.
Yeah.
So the parent journal it's just so simple and it just doesn't seem like that big of a deal, but you'll see, like, even if you just do a little entry, like once a week, as time goes on, you're going to go back and read those little entries and you're going to be like, oh my God, I can't believe we made it through then. Or wow, look how far we've come. Mm-hmm. So I really want to encourage you guys who are going to use our app to really utilize that journal and really record your feelings and your concerns and your wishes, your hopes and your dreams for your twins. And it's going to be a great keepsake for you down the line. So I encourage you to fill that out. I wish I had had one of those things.
I wish I had one of those too. I wrote stuff on a calendar. I still have the calendar, but I never did anything with it, but it's good. And on the pregnancy side too, just like we have the doctor's visits for the twin side, we do have a pregnancy symptom tracker. So if you are having a contraction that day or having some bleeding or having some vomiting, well, yes, you need to call your doctor. Just keep a log of it. And there too is another place where you could journal your thoughts and be like, listen, I have nothing that's, you know, up above, but I had a bad dream and this dream kept me, you know, up. And it's just a great way to act kind of as a home base for everything pregnancy and 20. And that's what we created. It's a labor of love that I hope that you that are listening out there really do take a look at, because we made it for you. Julie and I didn't make it for us. We're done. We're not having another set of twins, but we always play the game of what will we do? What will we want? How do we make this better for them?
Yeah.
And that's what this app is literally all about.
Yeah. And I really hope you guys give it a shot. And if you have ideas for it, or if you have anything that's maybe buggy, something that's going on, please let us know. Because you guys are the ones using it all the time. Like, we're not using it all the time because our kids are grown up. So, you know, it would really be helpful for us. If you notice anything, just email us at community@twiniversity.com or fill out, I believe now we have a contact us form on the app where you can report things that may be off. And so you could probably just do that in the app if you're
Right there at the bottom of every page. You could go to the sidebar and just click the contact us and you could reach out to us. But definitely let us know, because you never know what you're going to find. And we tried hard, but there could be, you know, an extra question mark someplace there shouldn't be. If it's driving you crazy, we want to fix it. Okay. So just let us know. All right, Jewel, you want to tell them how they could have it today?
Yes. Oh, it could be theirs today.
Yes. All you got to do is go to twiniversity.com/app. And when you go there, you can click and it'll send you to where you can download it. It's right now, as of today, September 1st, 2021. It is on the Apple App Store and it is coming soon to the Google Play Store. So hopefully within the next month.
Yep. And we already have hundreds of subscribers that are happy and tracking their twins daily. And that is what makes us happy. So yep, twiniversity.com/app. Go check it out and let us know if you want us to add any new features.
Yeah. And Nat, tell me more about Twiniversity to lead us out of here.
Oh my God. Where do I even go, Jewel? That's like, well,
do your spiel. The spiel you do at the end of every podcast with like real people.
Oh, like real people. Yeah. Okay. All right, guys. This has been a lot today. I really appreciate you joining us. And I know that, you know, some things that we said could have been confusing or alarming, but like always, don't worry. We are always here for you. Just go to twiniversity.com. You could find tons of great information on everything that your little heart could possibly desire when it comes to the world of twins. And if you find something that's not there, or if you're like, but wait, I need some more information right now, email us at community@twiniversity.com, or you could drop us a DM at any freaking social media platform, literally any of them except MySpace. We're not going back in time. It's just not happening. So slide into our DMs. We're just at Twiniversity on every single thing. And as always, you know, I'll say to Jewel, thank you so much for helping me out with this.
Thank you for having me. It was so much fun. Let's do this again soon.
It's a pleasure. And guys, if you want Julie to be a guest back on our podcast, please also let me know. And until next time, guys, I'll see you later, alligators. Hey, you. Are you currently expecting twins, but you've already got some already? Well, we heard from so many parents at Twiniversity who already have one, two, or more singletons, and now they're pregnant with twins, and you guys are in need of some unique support. Well, guess what? We did it. We did something just for you. We created a class called Twins After Singletons. It's an on-demand, compact class specifically for parents who are having twins after singletons to help you guys get ready to add twins to your already busy crew. Your instructor, Melanie, you're going to love her. She's the freaking best. She is a mom of twins plus two older kids, and she's going to prepare you for all the things she wished she had known before having her twins. Melanie created this curriculum based on what mistakes she made, what things worked really well for her, and what things you should think about now to start making sure that you're as ready as possible for when your twins arrive. This class is offered on its own, or you could take it as a bundle. Either way, if you take it as an additional class on top of our expecting class, you guys get a discount. So visit twiniversity.com/classes for more details.